This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 192 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have four trends that we observe that we'll share, and we have a recommended reading that goes along with each of these four trends. We end the episode by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll observe in the upcoming 2 weeks. Abby, start us off by talking about our four trends and sharing our recommended readings.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, well, this is a busy time of year for all of us who are in academia, especially in this portion of the world where we're starting off the fall semester. And so one of the things we've been mindful of, just want to mention, is that our readings this week are short and sweet, that we recommended some stuff that we think is the most important things to kind of keep up with, but also the easiest to keep up with as you're trying to navigate your courses, coursework, and other obligations. So number one, this is interesting. Our number one trending topic this week is social media and citizenship, especially as it applies to young people. But the this was all over our Flipboard magazine. When we went back and kind of did the count, we had a ton of articles, ton being the technical term, I guess, but we had a ton of articles that were just about social media and using and guarding young people's, protecting their privacy, protecting their mental well-being in a lot of ways. So we saw articles like Instagram is now letting users limit interaction from non-followers. We saw TikTok made changes to increase safety, an example being that they limit the visibility of teens' videos. There are tips for talking to teens on social media, and this is literally tips for communicating to teens. If you're like someone like me and you're not quite sure how to get in touch with somebody, this was sort of, you know, how to communicate. There was also Apple's, this is critically important, Apple's responses to confusion over iCloud child safety policies. As we mentioned in our previous episodes, Apple's new policy has received a lot of backlash from people. It seems to be well-intentioned, but it also seems to be kind of overreaching. So Apple has been responding to this, basically saying what their intention was and is with this. However, our recommended read in this area is kind of a general look at all of the new laws and situations. Spooked by New Laws, Tech Doubles Down on Kids' Privacy by Margaret Harding McGill and Sarah Fisher for Axios. Once again, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing anybody's name. This was a good read, though, and it's, again, short, to the point, and gives you kind of bullet points of here are the changes that are coming or have recently come about. Number two, trending, instructional design and teaching. Now, we included online teaching strategies and learning here in this grouping because we only had a few of those articles and they seem to focus mostly on the instructional event. So this is really articles about planning the instructional event in general. We saw a lot that was related to the pandemic. Lessons learned from the pandemic, including hybrid teaching and preparing students for success with remote learning. We also saw predictions of the future of education based on the pandemic. We saw post-pandemic changes in teacher education. And we saw other articles that were more generic to sort of strategically teaching, supporting deep learning, exploring how practice affects performance. This is practice typically of the instructor, him or herself, and how practicing affects success. Our recommended read in this area is very much a design strategy issue. It's called No Instructional Minute Wasted by Douglas Fisher and Nancy Fry for ASCD. For anyone unfamiliar, ASCD is the Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development. I think You and I were talking about this earlier, Tim, and we generally agreed that the one of the our favorite phrases from this article is time spent on instructions versus instruction itself. That this article really makes a good point about how one has to prepare the instructional event for instruction as opposed to just a lot of teaching about how to follow the instructions. So I was very impressed. Number three, our trend is EdTech business. This is the second time in two consecutive episodes that we've mentioned EdTech business. But there was a lot of news about this. One report was on venture capitalists' recent investments in EdTech. According to this article, venture capitalists have invested over $23 billion on online education startups in 2021 alone. And 2021 isn't over yet. Using technology to promote inclusion, this focuses on people with disabilities and how EdTech can help people with disabilities become part of the learning environment, part of the education environment. Singapore, in particular, Kaidon, their company, Kaidon, announced a $1 million grant for instructional designers to address the growing need to fill skill gaps and also to remain attractive, that is the company, the nation of Singapore, to remain attractive to top talent. We also saw a reflection on how education apps kept young people learning over the past year. EdTech's Go Everywhere mission, that is, again, this focus on the idea of it being able to permeate beyond traditional centers for instruction. Our recommended read is very much along those lines. This recommended read, the title is Role of EdTech Companies in Supporting Quality of Education in Remote Areas by Divya Lal for Entrepreneur India. Now, it should be noted that Lal is the founder and managing director of FlipLearn, which is an online homework delivery system very popular in India. But she does a really good job, I think, of articulating the synergy that can occur between an EdTech corporation and a government if they're kind of aligning their goal to making sure that remote learners are getting the coverage that they need. In our fourth and final, very common for us, we report in the trending hardware and software reports, reviews, updates, and upgrades. So we saw a lot about hardware and software as well. Virtual reality headsets were reviewed. Facebook's new Horizon Workrooms, I guess this would count under software, virtual offices, essentially. Facebook is experimenting with virtual offices and avatars. We saw updates and upgrades to Zoom and to Microsoft Teams. We saw the announcement of LEGO Education's new Spike, S-P-I-K-E, essential set for STEAM and for social skills development. This is a very interesting sort of mix of STEAM activities and developing social skills. We also saw reviews for online learning services for kids. And our recommended read in this area, you and I were talking earlier about this. We were just sort of in love with this little piece of software. Google's new interactive periodic table lets you browse the elements by Adriana Nine for Extreme Tech. It's a very nice software version of the periodic table that allows you to kind of explore things and go into more depth than you might normally be able to do. Tim, those are our four trends and our four recommended readings.
Thank you, Abby. So now we turn our attention to peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll observe in the upcoming 2 weeks. I mean, there's some standbys, right?
Right,
we're
right,
still
right.
going to see online learning and teaching strategies, hardware and software,
right?
Security and safety.
Security and safety, for sure. We're going to see a lot more about citizenship, young people's security, that kind of thing. Yeah.
But there's kind of a new one that we were talking about.
You and I were talking about this, that we were, and it's interesting that we talked about it. We were kind of bringing it to the table simultaneously from separate sort of observations. But you and I suspect that there's going to be a talent search, if you will, for great instructional designers and SMEs to apply ed tech, to create great content for ed tech. And again, we were talking about this a little bit historically when it comes to media innovation and the development of quality content. You can see this happen historically numerous times. So, for example, film. There was something really exciting when Edison first started dabbling with the idea of film. There was something very exciting just about the concept of film itself. And the content, the stories told, were kind of basic and borrowed from other places, things like that. And it took quite a while for the content to really kind of mature so that the actual content took center stage and the technology kind of went into the background. It really served the facilitation role that it was always intending to serve. And we suspect we're going to see more and more of that as we see more about EdTech in terms of a business and business development. What we expect to see as well is a greater demand for quality content and solid innovative uses. And yeah, that's what we're seeing in the crystal ball.
Excellent. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 192. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can listen to past episodes of our podcast and find the links to the recommended readings that we discussed in this episode by visiting our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on September 9th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.